So I'm testing. Well, what can I say really? Just remembering that I have Audio Boo and that I need to test it and use it. And I need to get out and about. I had a really good evening learning all about how to set up your own business. And unfortunately, I didn't have the new Audio Boo in time to do some recording this evening. But I hope very much to get a real start and do some more exciting audio boosts for you, interviewing people and recording music and getting out and about. I've got quite a really, well, a busy week this week. And I got to book a hotel for London, probably the Backpackers in Piccadilly again, because it's uber cheap and fun. Because on Thursday evening, I've got Cozy Tweet Up, which looks like it's going to be hugely popular. I think we've got about 130 people going already. So do a search on Twitter for Cozy Tweet Up. That's COZY Tweet Up. And see if there are still tickets. They keep releasing more, so maybe. And Friday night, I think, is just for me to relax. But Friday in London means tuttle. Finally, I can. I've taken the day off. I've taken Thursday afternoon off for Cozy Tweet Up, and Friday off for tuttle. And Saturday I have the Twestival local organisers party to celebrate. So I'll be in London Friday and Saturday. I guess I'll entertain myself on Saturday. And Friday afternoon, I want to go to Kew to do some family research for the family tree. Because in November we have a family get-together that's been organised by my cousin, where lots of different family members are all going to come together to celebrate my great-great-grandfather Edwin Stanley Clark. And I've been asked as the current family, local UK, what would I call myself? Researcher, I suppose. I've been asked to put together some things to share with the rest of the family about what I've discovered. And I've currently been stuck in Leeds with my great-great-great-grandfather, that's Edwin Stanley's father, Edward Rawson Clark, who left Leeds to go to London and become a horse racer, moneylender, very rich guy, but then he died penniless. Now, his father had come from Leeds in Yorkshire, and I know nothing about him except that he'd never travelled further than about 8 miles from Leeds in the 1800s. So 18-something, so that's 1900s. And I would like to find out more about them, but I've kind of got stuck with him. His name was Joseph, I believe. And I'd like to go to Kew and find out more about his side of the family. And his brother Enoch, who left Leeds for America, and there was some land that we owned, and he left the deeds with Joseph in Yorkshire. But unfortunately, the deeds were lost because Edward Rawson, my great-great-great-grandfather, gave the deeds to somebody to go and investigate after Enoch died, to go and investigate the lands that we owned in America. But, of course, the guy that they gave it to then declined or, you know, denied all knowledge of the deeds. So we lost that information. There's this joke about it being vertical land in the Grand Canyon. But it's kind of worthless and we've lost it now. But I'd really just like to investigate where Enoch lived in America and how he died and how he came to be. And there is a family legend that we are related to Abram Clark, who signed the Declaration for Independence in America. But because we have Clarks and Abram Clark in the right town, in the right century, in the right year, to have signed the Declaration of Independence. But apparently the famous Abram Clarke claims lots of descendants, so it may not be true at all. But it'd be really interesting if we are related. But that's more exploring, I guess, we need to do. But I want to go to Kew and find out about my family, see if I can find anything about Joseph Clarke, who lived in Leeds, and who his parents were. Because I've kind of got stuck in about 18-something, 1835, I think. Something like that. I also would like to go to Brompton Cemetery, because that's where Edward Rawson Clarke, who is my great-great-great-great-grandfather, he who left Yorkshire to came down to London and worked as a waiter for Crockford's and then met lots of important people and ended up loaning money to various royalty and princes and lords and owned a few race horses, but ended up being bankrupt because these people that he lent money to didn't pay him back. And he lost a couple of famous horses and basically died penniless. But he was buried in the catacombs at Brompton Cemetery. Now, I understand that I can contact Brompton Cemetery and they can let me know if the grave or the coffins in the catacombs are safe to visit or not, or whether they are in a dangerous spot. But I would really, in a quite scary gothic kind of way, I'd like to go and visit, because he's buried there and some of his children are buried there, so I'd like to go and take pictures and see if there's any evidence of him left. Also, some of his children are buried there when they died young, and he seems to be married at least twice, and it appears that he might have married his his governess, his housekeeper. My cousin in America reckons he married his housekeeper, but I don't know. I'm not dismissing it, but I haven't found any evidence of it. So that's interesting, and just really find out who he was. I went to visit his house, which I might have found or I might not. I got invited in by the current owner to have a look. But that's really interesting. And I just really want to find out more and go and visit places that he went to and see what he did and learn what he did. But that's my father's side of the family anyway. I'm on 8 minutes. My God, I've passed the 5 minute mark. What can I talk about? Yeah, I've got a really busy week. Got a hectic weekend. I'll be in London from Thursday evening to Saturday. I'll go down by bus and I guess I'll come back Saturday evening and then sleep and then just recover on Sunday. I don't know, I'm getting really busy, all this networking and meeting fabulous people. It's always fun. So I'm looking forward to Cozy Tweet Up on Thursday evening to see Matsy and Illico and Darren BBC again. And there's Nosh IT in Burton, which I'm doing the following weekend, the 10th, at Mykonos, the local Greek restaurant in Burton, which is really cool. Delicious bargain food and just a general geek meetup that Phil Campbell likes to organise. It should be really exciting, popular, fun, good food, good conversation, good company. What else is new? Well, I had a really good workshop this evening on how to set up your own business, and I'm quite excited about that. You know, Nigo Mac Support Freelance, and my friend Lisa Dizzy Lizzy Cat on Twitter, and I are looking forward to taking over a shop in Goring, which is kind of a new age shop, but it's going to be more and more witchy, hopefully. The owner, who might be selling it to us, is going to be moving down to Dorset, so Lisa and I are going to take over that, hopefully. And I might have a little bookshop upstairs in the room above, or maybe we can buy some of the neighbouring buildings to have a bookshop in, and have workshops and talks. And I'd really like to have an old-fashioned bookshop with a coffee shop and big squidgy sofas, and just sort of like-minded people that can come and talk and read and have lectures and workshops organised and talks, and just kind of an old-fashioned bookshop cross with Bernard Black. I would so love to be Bernard Black. That would be hysterical. I must get series 2 of Black Books. I love that. More gossip. Oh, I don't know. Gossip always going on, but nothing very exciting here. Too much to do, not enough time, too many exciting things. Anyway, I think I've bored the socks off you for tonight. I've tested past the 5-minute mark. Yay! I've passed 5 minutes, and if you're still listening to you, a gold star for putting up with me for this long. So take care, little people. I will talk to you soon and promise to audio brew more, hopefully more exciting content than this. So bye-bye for now. Take care. Good night. Bye.